So Reverend Father came in and saw Matthias eating meat. Matthias, how can you, a good Catholic, be eating meat on Good Friday? Matthias said, Father, this is not meat. This is fish. Ah, you're adding lime to this, you're saying. No, this is fish, not meat. What do you mean? He said, Father, wait. When you came, my name was Chukwujeku. You dipped me in water and said, I'm now Matthias. No, so. I already dipped this one inside water. And I said, you are no longer meat, you are now fish. So. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. Now, that's what we did in Christianity to a lot of things. We took a lot of things of the world. You know, we turned it around a bit, brought it to church, gave it a different name. But that's not my message, even though that's the truth. After analyzing that scripture, I came to the conclusion that's what God was saying. And that's why I was so happy that I got that Young's literal translation of the Bible. He says, you shall not take the name of the Lord for a vain thing. And that's why that word take suddenly made sense. We take God's name and apply it to something else. Remember, we started by saying, Jesus said, don't call any man what? Father. And we analyzed what he meant by that. That was exactly what Jesus was also teaching. Now, what people often do is to take the name of God and apply it somewhere else. And that's my message today. To those of us who are believers in Christ Jesus, remember, I started by saying, if you have food to eat, it is not because the economy is good. It is because God is good. When you ascribe prosperity to an environment, you have taken the name of the Lord and given to a vain thing. When we are talking about calling upon the name of God, that's what we are saying. Name of God is not just to take a name and say, oh, this is God's name. No, God's name is a description of his character. It's a description of his power. It's a description of his disposition towards you and towards me. And that's why the typical Jew, the way God taught them, they understand, in fact, even under the commandment, a man killed another man. They won't say that he just went and killed. Say if God delivers him into his hands. They were careful not to take the name of God and give to Mother Nature. You know what scientists have done? They have taken the name of God and given to nothing. Literally vain. Emptiness. How did human beings come to be? It was by chance. They took the name of God, the Creator God. Creator is the name of God. And you and I know the meaning. It means we did not come out of nothing. We came out of his heart. He gave birth to us. He formed us. He put our spirit into a flesh and brought us onto the earth. Jesus said, a body that has prepared for me. God prepared this body. Amoeba did not jam amoeba to become paramecium. No. Are you getting my point? God prepared this body. A gorilla is not my grandfather. Are you getting my point? God prepared this body. Anyone who says otherwise has taken the name of God and given to a vain thing. Are you getting the point? Listen, thank God I'm a Nigerian, so I don't have problem in that area. I'm a teacher of medical students. I teach fourth year. And anytime I'm teaching, I always say it. The books will say, human beings evolved to adapt the T cell to be able to... I said, you must be out of your mind. How can you evolve to adapt the T-cell to be able to recognize host antigens and, you know, that kind of nonsense? This is Nigeria. Nobody is going to arrest me. I thank God for that. Pray for those who practice in America and Europe. They can't say this in class. I can say it. My students know it. A few of them are here this evening. I always used to say it in class. I still said it yesterday when I drove to New York. I went to give a lecture. I always say the good Lord in his infinite mercies and everlasting kindness and eternal wisdom. He did it in such a manner that your lymphocytes understand how to recognize this. I will not give the name of the Lord to a vain thing. It becomes like a joke because the books don't say it, I say it. I was thinking about it. You know, it is not possible on this earth to totally deny God. It is impossible. Even the scientists that talk, let me explain what I'm saying. Because the name of God is not just God of Jesus Christ. That's not just what it means. The name of God, let me give an example. When scientists are researching, they usually research with one background thing in their mind, even though they deny it. And that is the idea of what purpose. Go and think about it. Every research understands purpose. Without an understanding of purpose, you have no direction. But they take the name of God. The name of God is purpose. Are you getting my point? He becomes what? The God of purpose. The God of design. Oh, listen. If you're an engineer, you're a researcher. When you wake up in the morning, you enter your laboratory. Stand there and say simply, Creator God, Designer God. He will give you so much understanding. Oh, my God. You will have so much insight. Please go and get our magazine. Okay, it's out of print, but then you can get the online version, all right? I think, I don't know where they are on. We should put it on the website, the old versions of the magazines. About 2 months ago, the one that had biomimicry. In the world, men realized it. That this God is wise. You will see one train in there that will put the picture of the train inside there as an example of biomimicry. They had this train, what they call a bullet train, a high-speed train. Anytime it goes through one of their tunnels, it comes out with a lot of noise, which means it's not aerodynamic enough. They are designed and designed. They say, what do we do? Then somebody said, the kingfisher bird. There's a bird called kingfisher bird. It fishes, all right? It stays on the tree, looking into the water. When it sees a fish, it dives into the water. They notice that when it enters the water, a bird entering water with a size, it creates next to no splash. That there must be something in the way this bird is designed. So they took the beak of the bird, drew it, used it to redesign the nose of the train, tested it in the air tunnels, and found it to be far more aerodynamic than human designs up to that point. They went and reshaped the trains, and the noise vanished. A man designed a building in Nairobi, using the idea of a termite hill, you know, the ant hill. Whether it's hot or cold outside, they found out that the temperature inside the termite hill is the same and there's no air conditioning. So the man cut through it and checked how the termites designed their ant hills and designed a building in Nairobi and dropped energy consumption by 90%. Biomimicry is a whole. It's a department now in engineering design. Go and take it and read it. That the men look, and because, you see, of course, they now take the name of the Lord and apply to a vain thing. How did it come to about? It is because of 100 million years of trial and error. You're a fool. A foolish man says in his heart, there is no God. In the edition, I think before that or after that, we also published an article in which I titled it, which one is scientifically more probable? Evolution or creation. And we saw a scientist testify in a court that the idea of evolution, the way it is taught now, makes no scientific sense. That things could not have just happened by chance. When these things happen, the scientists know, they you can see the design, the purpose. But when they are writing, they selectively take the name of God out. And that is a breaking of that third commandment. That commandment says, you must not take the name of the Lord for a vain thing. The fact, now let's get to our lives, which is what we are trying to address. Your farm produced food. Rain fell. The sun shone. The weevils forgot your farm. Or the chemicals you sprayed worked. At the end of the season, you had a bumper harvest. Even though everything seemed like you would have predicted it. But listen to this. It was God that gave the increase. That is why there is a word I hereby forbid from applying to your life and the life of any other believer. And that's the word luck. When you use the word luck, you are taking the name of God and applying to a vain thing. That's why I said, luck, the correct word for us is what? Blessings. There's nothing like I was lucky. No, you say God showed me favor. That's a Christian way of talking. That way, you don't take the name of the Lord and apply it to a vain thing. Even on the negative side, it works like that too. You can never ascribe the reason why you are not making progress in life to the power of anybody. When you do that, you are saying promotion does not come from the east or the west. That God is not judged. That human beings bring down one and allow another to be lifted by God. You have taken the name of the Lord and given to a vain thing. That is one of the reasons why it's so difficult for me not to forgive somebody. If you like, steal my money. Listen, people of the world of faith have to balance this thing very well. If you like, steal my money. I don't care whether you are of your father the devil. You don't have power to take what is mine, except God granted it to you. People who say that the devil did this, a lot of times all they are doing is taking the name of the Lord and applying to a vain thing. How can one chase 1,000, the Bible says, or two chase 10,000, except that the Lord gave them up? People say, it is Satan. No, go and listen to the analysis of Job. When Job came and said, have you not surrounded around about with an hedge and everything? You know what God did? It's all right. He is in your hand. Are you getting my point? Only then give me a commandment. Do not touch his life. That is, Satan could not go beyond the boundary that God set for him. When a devil arose, an evil spirit, and came before God, when God said, who will go to Ramoth Gilead? Who will go and entice Ahab to go to Ramoth Gilead and perish there? The spirit said, I will go. He said, what will you do? He said, I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. So God said, go and do so. Succeed in doing so. God had to issue a commandment for that spirit to be able to succeed. Let us not take the name of our God and apply it to Boko Haram. Let's not take the name of our God and apply it to the devil. When you want to pray for the nation, stop. You have fought the devil enough. It is time to turn to God and beg for mercy. The devil doesn't have power to detonate one bomb. Only the judgment of God can do that. Read your scriptures. There's what the Bible calls the indignation of the Almighty. And when he's angry, you don't want to be in the way. Let us not take the name of the Lord and apply it to a vain thing. Like I said, in your life, you can't do that. You are not allowed to take the name of the Lord and apply it to a vain thing. If doors open, don't worship a man for it. You show a man gratitude. Listen, let me quickly say something to people. If a man helps you in life, first of all, you thank God. Because he said, I send a bird of prey from the east, and a man of my purpose from a distant country. Man can't help you except God allows them to help you. They can't. One man did not understand. He was taking the name of the Lord and putting it upon himself. His name was Pilate. He came to Jesus Christ. Talk to me. Jesus said, I know the talk. Are you the kings of the Jews? Jesus said, well, now you talk him. So we're looking at the attitude of Jesus Christ. I said, look, this guy, you don't seem to get the point. Do you know I have the power to kill you or to set you free? Jesus said, you are taking the name of the Lord and applying to your vain self. Let me correct you, sir. You can't have that power in yourself, except God took it and gave it to you. My problem is with that God, not with you. He is the one that handed me over to these people. If I needed 12 legions of angels to be free, I would have just said, 12? 12 people, legions will show. He said, no, the power is not with you, actually. The power belongs to God. Once he has spoken, David said, twice I have heard it. The power
belongs to God.
That's why I tell you all the time, if you say, if I don't go to America, I will not succeed. You have taken the name of the Lord and you have applied it to a vain thing. The Bible has described the name of God for us. He is the God from whom promotion comes. It doesn't come from the east. It does not come from the west. And it is not from the south. Remember, we've analyzed that again and again. South refers to your background. What qualifications do you have? That's your background. Who's your father? How were you trained? That's your background. East and west refer to the surrounding circumstances at that particular point in time. How much is the dollar going for? Are they still giving loans to small and medium scale enterprises? What is the interest rate? Who are we connected with? Our people, are they in power or they're out of power? But those who know God, they will have known that promotion does not come from who is IG. God is judge. He brings down one and then he lifts up another. When we understand that, we have refused to take the name of the Lord and apply it to a vain thing. That's my message for today. Many times in life, listen, I was talking about faith. That's how faith is. I remember I said faith is when we understand God. Faith is when we understand that power belongs to him. Many people are angry with other people. Were it not for that, my uncle, by now I wouldn't be here. He was a bosom friend to the governor of Nasarawa that time. I wrote proposals and gave to my uncle to give to the governor. One day, one brother came and met me. He said, I should find money for him. I said, why? He said, one governor that was in his school, you know, maybe all, assuming that they all went to federal government, Ukari as an example, or Idwani. The man was not a governor. So the man now took greeting cards, you know, Christmas time, end of the year, and sent to a lot of his classmates of those days. So this, my friend, got one. So what was the issue? He said, I should just find the money. He needs to go to the government house. One state in the north, not southern Nigeria. So looking at him, why? He said, it means the man remembers him. I said, yeah. I said, okay. When you get there, what will you tell him? He said, you give me a proposal. On what? I said, in my mind, bros, even if I had this money, I won't give you. Because apparently, you are taking the name of the Lord, I'm using today's words now, and applying to a vain thing. I didn't understand. Say, oh boy, that guy is a politician now. This card he has sent you is preparing himself for tomorrow. He knows you are from Eastern Nigeria. He needs connections down here. He's just distributing card. This is not the key to your promotion. By the way, anything you were not doing before, don't start it because your person is in office. You are a corrupt person. A lot of us who are not in political office are more corrupt than those who are there. Let me quickly say this one to you. I like to drop it before we go. Any business you were not doing before, I know, but the day I said this one in Onitsha, everybody felt bad. I didn't care. Apart from the man who invited me, every other person, where did you bring this man from? The truth can be bitter. Amen? Yes. I said to them, as any business you were not doing before, that you started because your uncle is now a governor or is now a commissioner. I said, that business will land you in prison. I told people to say amen. The amen did not come forward. I said, you will go to jail. He said, well, I said, because you are corrupt. I'm digressing now, and I think it's appropriate. I will explain later why I know it's appropriate. But actually, towards the end of the message, I noticed the Holy Spirit moves. I speak to people's matters. You understand? So let me just relax and say it. You want to succeed in life? Listen to this. I'll give a few tips and I close. You want to succeed in life? One, get a name for yourself. What did I say? When I say a name, I don't mean go to to Solid FM and advertise. My name is Israel Luche. I'm a father now. That's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. What I mean is that be known for one thing. It will take a while. It's not in one day. It will take a few years, actually. But lock onto that thing that you know how to do in life, or that you have been trained to do. that God has put a spirit of, you know, let me use my own coined pidgin English, that God has put a spirit of sabiness into you. You know, sabi? Something where you sabi do. At you see? The spirit of sabiness, something that you know how to do. Just start doing it. Listen, it may not make you a lot of money. Like I always said to people, God, faith does not short-circuit divine procedure. God will not prosper you in life except you have skill, you have diligence, you have faithfulness, and you have a good name. Those are the things that God has together, even when he wants to bless you. That's his method. He doesn't raise naira from heaven. God has channels through which he brings finances into your life. And one of them is what I'm explaining. You must, that is, ask yourself, when people think of me, what will people need? And my name will come to their mind. If that thing doesn't exist, you're never ready. What did I say? You are not ready. If my phone rings as an individual now, all right? Or Yinka picks the call that the people are trying to reach me. There are only two things people look for me for. The day a young man came and said, "Help me with business connection," I drove him away. I said, "Obviously, you are confused. You don't know how to separate a pastor from a businessman. Are you getting my point?" I just think that you are not serious. I told him straight like that. Usually when my phone rings, people contact me, it's usually for two things. Most of the time, all right, it is for ministry matters. That is, when my name rings into people's minds, you understand? It is because they need somebody to preach. Ask yourself, what is it that people need in life and my name comes to their mind? If it doesn't exist, for now, get a job and be doing it. Prove faithful in that place. You can, listen, that's just the way life is. Now, I digress into that, talking about somebody who are trying to apply the name of God to a man he's connected with. What I was upset with him with that day was that, okay, sir, okay, thank God. I said, but what is it? You say you want to give the man a proposal on what? We'll go and think of it. Obviously, you get my point? You have no plans. That's why I tell Christians, listen, this is good advice. My uncle is not minister. It's too late. Better wait for him to be president. Between now and when he'll be president, go and learn a skill. That his political office, if you're supposed to use it, in some place you are not supposed to, but let's assume you're allowed to use it, where it can really legitimately and righteously be used. Go and get that skill. Maybe he says that, okay, you're a very, very good painter. Be painting, that is, you are painting houses. Then one day, when they want to build another LM estate, then they will call you and say, "Roque, I have..." No, the minister will say, "Roque, Mr. Obibi, please, there's one of my brothers." Do you understand my point? Say, "What can we do for him?" Get him some painting job. Then they will be doing the man a favor and doing you a favor, and then you will not disappoint anybody. Not, "There's one of my brothers. What is it?" Just find him anything. Once they are finding you anything, just know you are poor. That is real poverty. Poverty is not you don't have money. Poverty is that they don't even know what to use you for. A door has opened. We don't know what to use you for. The door is open wide. What can you really do? Anything. I'm a professional. Remember our joke of the professional? Anything. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Remember, I digress into that. I know why when I digress into that, all right? And to bring up the issue of the man who said, you know, trying to apply the name of the Lord. And that's what I'm trying to emphasize. Listen to me in life, you want to prosper. Listen, lock onto that something. Even if that thing is not giving, you see, people, I've listened to a lot of preachers these days, at least a lot of great ministers. So I realize that my opinion is not mine alone. It's supported by people who have worked with God. And they say something, even if that's your gift and calling right now, it's not making you a lot of money, then do something small on the side where you can use your gift while you are building, in quotes, a good name. Okay, I was going to say reputation, but I realized reputation was not a good one. While you build a good name in something, you have to have a good name in this life if you are going to go somewhere. And in that same place, let me just drop this one again. Don't expect Christians to patronize you because you're a Christian. That is ungodly. What did I say? You can patronize somebody because he's a Christian. You can decide by yourself that I'll patronize this lady because she's a Christian. She's our church member. It's from my town. One of those foolish things. But let's just assume that you're allowed to do it. But you must never expect it from anybody. And they say, and we're in the same church, it doesn't patronize me. No. You have been ungodly. You should expect people to patronize you because of your skill. You should beat your chest and say, my sister, if you can see it somewhere else better done, go there. And if everybody is going there, you too, go there. And go and check, how are they doing it that I don't know how to do? Don't be angry with anybody. These are the things people do. And I say, don't mind it. They are not helping me. That's the reason why I don't have business. They are not helping me. That's why my business is not moving forward. You are taking the name of the Lord and applying to a vain thing. You are applying it to them. They are not the reason why you are not moving forward. Those of us who are believers, we understand that the only reason why we will not move forward is because we are not doing what is pleasing in the sight of our God. Do you get what I'm trying to explain here? The only reason why you ask, listen, let me say this again. I always like to drop it. You know, the other day my mom and I were talking. I just got angry. I wasn't angry with her. I was angry with the story she was telling me. I told my wife, I said, you see why those people will never be rich? All the people are saying these things. A man is making some snacks and he's making a lot of money. You know what next thing they say? He's using something. To my wife, see, foolishness. Are you getting my point? To my wife, my mother was narrating it to me. I was just getting angry. Not at her, but at the people that she was saying. They said, she doesn't care. She just, you know, it's not somebody that she knows. I relate to the people normally that everybody said that now witchcraft demand they take make money. I said, lazy people. All of them are queuing up for government to give them job. Are you getting my point? Uh-huh. And the man who broke out of that, and you can see the business is doing, they say, no, it is witchcraft. They took the name of the Lord and applied to witchcraft. This is why I remember that. I want to explain again. If you say, you know, in fact, as I was driving, like another day we were driving. Okay, you were in the car with me now. Oh, I remember. My mom was in the car. We were coming down to Enugu. And she was mentioning to me that, do I know this particular prophet? I said, well, I know his messages. I watch him once in a while. I know the name. Sorry, not that I know the messages. I know the name. I've watched him a few times. He said, is he a genuine prophet? I said, I don't know. That she watches him, or he thinks the man is genuine. I said, fine, I don't know. And I said to me that, the man they see vision. When I begin CPS made a vision, are they careful? Visions there, are you getting my point? No, in fact, I know, apart from ministers I could mention and you know their names, I know people, my close brethren, who actually see visions. And I'm not kidding about that. But when you mention vision, are they suspicious? You know, I learned the drawbacks more, you know that kind of thing. I said, what kind of vision? He said, there was one man. He said it was his uncle. I said, mommy, the man is a liar. I said, that one is a lie. That, no, they saw vision that the man was being afflicted, and the man said, it is your uncle. I said, it's a lie. And I'm telling you again this evening, it's a lie. True prophets never point fingers. Go and read your Bible. Their finger always goes upwards or forward, never sideways. Check it. Listen, when they are pointing at you and your God, never your neighbor. They always say, how can one chase a thousand? Like they're talking about Israel being scattered. Israel being scattered. How can one chase a thousand and two chase 10,000? Except that the Lord gave them up. Except that their rock sold them. That is, if your uncle afflicts you, you are a sinner. So the prophet has no problem with your uncle. He has the problem with you. That if indeed you were righteous before your God, there would have been an edge around you, and that your uncle would not have been able to do anything. Any prophet that points fingers to your neighbor, to your relative, is false. I don't care. Even if you describe, you have an uncle that wears red. He wears a red cap. He's accurate. He's using a familiar spirit. He's not telling the truth. Every prophet points you to your God. I told my mother immediately, I said, mommy, did he do that? She said yes. He really said that? She said yes. I said, then he's lying. Hey, banky. Everything. I said yes. She came to my house with one gigantic string of beads. I said, is this another rosary? He said, no, this one is not rosary. It is thank you, Jesus. I said, what did you say? He said, it is thank you, Jesus. How does this Islamic tesbih, thank you, Jesus? So every time you say thank you, Jesus, you count one. I told my wife, she's in my house, right? I'm going to tell her, in this house, no idolatry. I'm going to seize the beads. When you go back to your own house, you can use it. In my house, no idolatry. We will kidnap it in this night. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. Oh, what am I going to explain? When you start saying, whether you are a prophet or his follower, that it is that man, it is that woman that is doing me jazz, using occultic powers to ensure that I do not succeed, I am accusing you tonight of taking the name of the Lord and giving to a vain thing. The power in your life belongs to who? God. The power in your life belongs to whom? To God. Let me say it. It is a false teaching for anybody to tell a Christian that his progress, her progress, is because somebody doesn't like you. You've read the scriptures enough to know that we apply righteousness to our maker. And what did he say there? He says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. In the same psalm, what did he say? He prepares a table before me in the presence. Let me end my teaching for tonight. You cannot take the name of the Lord and apply it to a vain thing. Let me say it one more time. You cannot take the name of the Lord and apply to a vain thing. What you need is a favor of God. No human being is the reason why you are not making it. No environment is the reason why you are not making it. The reason why Christians don't make progress, a number of reasons. One of them is that they don't understand that they have been set free in Christ Jesus. They walk around with fear. They walk around with fear. And as long as they are fearful, the devil has power over them. It's called, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Number two reason why Christians, all right, don't make progress is because they are applying worldly principles. And they want to baptize worldly principles and expect to succeed by it. That is, they have neglected the precepts of their God. That's another reason. When they don't understand divine precepts, they are not walking according to divine precepts. Another reason why they may be confused is sometimes they don't understand the purpose for their lives, which is actually part of that divine precept we're talking about. They don't understand the purpose of their lives. And let me drop this one as the last one so I can close. Sometimes they really are making progress. They just don't understand. He's really making progress. He just doesn't understand. He's judging progress wrongly. I have worked for 5 years now. I have not bought a car. And God says, where are you driving to? God says, where are you driving to? I can drive to work. What's wrong with taking Keke Napep? My neighbors, you see the problem? You see the problem now? See the problem now? They have not because they ask not. When they ask wrongly. Why? They want to use to show their neighbor. He's actually making progress. In the first year, he has become very disciplined with accounting. In the second year, he has become very skilled in the work of his hands. In the third year, he has gathered the reputation for being skilled and being honest. In the fourth year, he's making somebody else rich, thereby sowing a real seed for his destiny. In the fifth year, his cloud is about to be full, but he's complaining. If he had spiritual eyes, he would have seen that he was making progress. The only problem is that because it is not producing the kind of fruit that those, remember, if you don't dig a foundation, you build faster. You don't realize it? If you want to build a building, It rises faster when there's no foundation. But wait, the breeze will blow. Are you getting my point? That is, the man who's digging is slower. Sometimes the first 5 years, I mean, it's like you're building a building. I've seen it before. We want to build a massive building, that skyscraping building, well, at least Nigerian level, in Apapa. I was driving that, I saw them, bam, bam. You know, they first dig, then drive metal rods deep into the earth and all of that. Those guys were going to do those things for weeks and months. If you came there after 6 months of construction, you look on the surface, they have made what? No progress. So sometimes Christians are actually making progress. They don't realize it. They are in their fifth year, as an example. The year before the clouds become full and then pour forth rain. And oh, this is a painful part. Many draw back at that particular point in time. That's why God said, if he shall draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Are you getting my point? Listen, those are the reasons why Christians may look like they are not making progress. It is never because of a witch. Witches don't, you know, you don't realize that they fear you. They are afraid of you. Most of the time, they don't know you. They don't have your time. I don't know where I get my points. Listen, no, you think witches know everybody? They don't have your time. They don't even think about you. And when they do, they respect. Blood bought. Blood washed. Child of God. Woman of faith. They know. You are the one, all right, that's missing the point. You are the one that don't understand. They know. You remember my message today? You must not take the name of the Lord and apply to a vain thing. Let's bow down our heads and say, Lord, reveal to me quickly. First of all, thank him. Thank him for the word, because his word liberates. He liberates. The word liberates. First of all, thank him. And that is the prayer point I want to give you. Quickly say, Lord, where have I taken your name and have applied it to a vain thing? Where have I taken your name and have applied it to a vain thing? Say, Lord, that one, reveal it to me. I want to confess it right now. And listen, he has done it already. So begin to confess it. Lord, I repent. I repent. Repentance means I've changed my mind. It's not, God, I'm very, very sorry. Forget that sort of thing. Just say, Lord, I repent. Once you repent, in repentance and in rest, that's it. That's your salvation. That's when you'll be saved. So, Lord, I repent. I change my mind. I forgive. That's another thing. Instantly, you start seeing people you are supposed to forgive. You held things against them because they're the reason you thought why things didn't work out for you. Begin to repent. Where you focus your mind on, oh, if once I can get here, progress has begun. Repent now. Just repent. Repent of taking the name of the Lord and applying it to a vain thing.